Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Elizabeth Estey, let's talk about Ebola. This is a disease that has caused a certain amount of hysteria in this country. We have an awful lot of people running around like chickens without their heads. We've seen Andrew Cuomo and Governor Chris Christie reverse track a couple of times. First of all, let me ask your basic sense on this. Is the United States doing enough to prevent a great tragedy here?
Well, clearly the Ebola epidemic in West Africa is deeply concerning for the whole world. And it does underscore how we're a global society. And we really all countries need to be aware of this, and all countries need to be taking action. What is underscored for me, in part, is the devastating impact of short-sighted across-the-board budget cuts. Let me just give you an example, Alan. Protein Science is a premier biotech company in Meriden, Connecticut, in my district, was working on an Ebola vaccine. And because of budget cuts, they shelved it in early 2013. Well, guess what? They got put back online, got panicked calls last month saying you need to get this project started again, which they had been happily working on. But again, these are the consequences of budget cuts. Sometimes people don't realize what it means when you cut basic R&D, when you cut the Centers for Disease Control, when you cut National Institutes of Health. Those are tiny investments. The amount of money that's now going to be spent for additional screening at airports and all of the work in hospitals is, you know, hundredfold over what was cut out of the budgets. So it underscores to me the utter importance of us being sensible, long-term commitment for basic R&D, fact-based, science-based, Centers for Disease Control work and NIH work. Now that being said, I think we need to be taking our cue from the infectious disease specialists about what the smartest way is to deal with that. And they have universally told me and have told America that the best thing to do is to lend our best and brightest to go to West Africa to help them put in place the kinds of procedures and the kinds of facilities that will allow it to be contained and then dealt with there, to keep as much of it there. Now, you know, obviously having screenings at our airports, having sensible policies here also matters. But clearly the front lines is in West Africa. And an outright travel ban, I am hearing universally from the people who know this, the infectious disease specialists who work on this every single day, year in, year out, say that much as it may feel like it would help us, in fact would be devastating, in fact would make the problem worse, drive it underground, allow Ebola to spread in West Africa and more broadly, and that it just isn't effective. And I think we have to do what's effective. And I have a job as an elected official to help be part of passing along accurate information and helping actually solve the problem as opposed to play into either a political game or hysteria.
Do you think we have erred on the side of hysteria, this country?
I think in a 24/7 news cycle, there's a huge amount of attention to something like this. I'll tell you something that's very encouraging to me. I put up information with links to the CDC website and to NIH when this in an e-newsletter, as well as on my website, and I've gotten a huge amount of positive response to that. We've gotten, you know, thousands of people passing that link along to others, because I think the public really does want to know what is the accurate information, what can we do, what's smart for us to do. So again, I think we're learning that there are certainly better ways to handle a public health crisis like this. There were clearly some mistakes that were made, but the answer right now, travel ban, I think is a mistake. I think it is shameful to put this nurse in a tent in New Jersey. Mm. We're not going to be able to get, you know, public health officials from this country to join Doctors Without Borders and other groups who are dealing with the problem effectively in West Africa. And that is where we want it contained and want it eradicated as best we can. And that's the smart approach.
So to those who say a quarantine is a good idea, you say?
Well, I think, again, they're talking about having folks at home. Keep monitoring them at home. I think we can all agree it's probably not a good idea for folks who have come back to be out and around large members of the public. But that's different than putting them effectively in a camp, in a tent. I mean, they're without their families, you know, feeling very unprotected and persecuted in that kind of setting. We do want to encourage our public health officials to go, and then we can protect the public by keeping them in their homes or in their apartments. And in fact, if you look in Dallas, the family members of folks who were living with people who've been diagnosed, they've all turned out to be not to be infected. So it is, again, if we use smart procedures and smart protocols, the public can be assured that we are doing what is the right thing to actually help contain and ultimately, you know, eliminate this epidemic.
So we're living in a federal system. We have the state, we have the federal government. What is your sense of where power should reside on these issues?
Well, I think ultimately the federal government, because of the resources that it has, needs to take the lead. You know, most states can't afford to have infectious disease specialists, don't have access to the cutting-edge research that our national resources have. And I do think it is better for us on issues like this to have a coordinated policy across the country. I understand that governors are going to want to protect their own states, and I want to applaud Governor Malloy who has been level-headed in this. And again, we do need to make sure all of our hospitals are ready. Not because anyone should expect Ebola, but because there are now infectious diseases that travel the world. And with fast air travel and with rising standards of living, we're going to see this. We're going to see this in the years to come. So it's smart, not just now, but it's smart long-term, to have the procedures in place, to have the protocols in place, and good public health standards everywhere.
Long term, if this thing goes south and if there is a huge, you know, infection, aren't politicians in some cases like Chris Christie and others trying to avoid the blame game by being tough?
Well, I think there's no indication that this is, you know, going to, quote, go south. Look at a country like Nigeria, hugely populated,
yep,
many fewer resources than we have. And Nigeria has been able to contain and control and basically eliminate the outbreak there by implementing common sense public health, you know, procedures. I'll tell you, if Nigeria can do it, we can do it in the United States. And again, we do it by listening to the experts, scrupulously following procedures, and, you know, and being smart about keeping people under observation and not out in public. But if you drive behavior underground, and that's what the infectious disease experts tell me. If we have travel bans and things like that, we will drive folks underground. And if you don't know who they've come in contact with, that's where the real danger comes from.
Elizabeth Estey,
you got to be careful. You can have well-intentioned things,
yeah,
that turn out very badly if you're not following good advice.
Elizabeth Estey, we always love talking to you. You're such a ray of light. And thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. And when we come back the next time, we'll talk about something else.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Alan. Always great to be with you.